This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadga with news, the headlines first. 9th Constitution Day and National Day observed across Nepal to commemorate the promulgation of Constitution in 2015. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli assures of making maximum efforts to garner consensus among all political parties to Constitution Amendment. Parliamentary Heading Committee endorses names of proposed ambassadors for 16 different countries. And Lebanese Prime Minister calls on UN to curb Israeli aggression following deadly device explosions. Now the news in detail. The Constitution Day and National Day has been observed across Nepal to commemorate the promulgation of Constitution on the 20th of September in 2015. A special program was organized to mark the 9th Constitution Day at the Army Pavilion in Tudikal of Kathmandu today. Different types of cultural processions were presented on the occasion, as well as a chopper of the Nepali Army displaced a banner with the Constitution and National Day 2081 Bikram Sambat and showered flowers. President Ramchandra Podil, Vice President Ramsai Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, Chief Justice Bishwambar Prasad Shrestha, Speaker Devraj Khimire, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, ministers, federal lawmakers, people's representatives, the chiefs of constitutional bodies and the security bodies, heads of the diplomatic missions, among others, were also present on the occasion. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the instability seen at the political level can be addressed through the amendment of the Constitution. Addressing a special program to mark the 9th Constitution Day and the National Day at the Army Pavilion in Tudikal of Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister assured that the Constitution Amendment process would move ahead with the consent of all political parties representing in the Parliament. The head of the government said that the maximum efforts would be made to garner consensus among all political parties as far as possible, stating that the struggle is now for the protection and implementation of the rights achieved. The head of the government called on all sides to be committed to political stability, policy-level performance, and the nation's prosperity. Prime Minister Oli also made it clear that the policy-wise, the work of preparing the action plan required for the effective execution of the laws formulated for the implementation of fundamental rights has been expedited. A National Day concert is being held at Darbar Mark in Kathmandu to commemorate the Constitution Day. The event has drawn a large crowd with the attendees waving national flags as national artists showcase their musical performances. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli attended the concert to inspire participants to express his support. In his address, Prime Minister Oli emphasized that the government is committed to fulfilling public expectations through the implementation of the Constitution. He also urged everyone to collaborate for the nation's prosperity. The Parliamentary Heading Committee has approved the names of the proposed ambassadors for 16 different countries. The committee meeting held today approved the names of the proposed ambassadors based on a majority. However, according to committee member Mahesh Bartola, the nomination of Ramkrishna Bhattarai, proposed ambassador to Sri Lanka, could not be approved due to the lack of necessary documents. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjurana Deuba and her Canadian counterpart Melanie Joly held a bilateral meeting in Ottawa of Canada on Wednesday. The Embassy of Nepal based in Ottawa stated in a press release that during the meeting the two foreign affairs ministers discussed on various aspects of Nepal-Canada ties, mutual interest and concern, as well as promotion of invest and partnership, among other topics. On the occasion, Foreign Affairs Minister Rana praised the cooperation extended to Nepal by Canada in Nepal's democratic process and in drafting the present constitution. Minister Rana also urged Canada to establish its embassy in Nepal. In response, Canadian Foreign Minister Joly informed Minister Rana that the government of Canada is prepared to assist Nepal through the Canadian Pension Fund. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. That's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्
समस्या पोस्ट पेनमा नि आयो
1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्
ओहो सम्झे प्रिपेडको पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिएको थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 फोन गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको जीएसएम सीडीएमए मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A huge number of people gathered at Sundara Base Dharahara, a historic tower, following the government's decision of allowing the general public to visit it free of cost. The government has made arrangement to the general public to climb Dharahara free of charge from today on the occasion of the Constitution Day until the entry fee is fixed. The historic tower welcomed many in the first day today. After its reconstruction in 9 years, Dharahara had collapsed in Gorkha earthquake in 2015. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka says the government is working on making laws compatible with the constitution on the occasion of the 8th Foundation Day of the Nepali Radio Network in Kathmandu. Today, Minister Khadka mentioned that the government has prioritize the enactment of the necessary laws. Minister Khadka also noted that the constitution could be amended according to the aspirations of the people and the need of the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Lebanon's Prime Minister Najib Mikati is calling on the UN to take a firm stance against Israel after multiple reports saying that its spy agency, Mossad, was behind this week's deadly device explosions. According to the BBC, the Lebanese Prime Minister in a statement said that the preventing Israeli aggression is not just for the good of Lebanon, but for humanity as a whole. He also accused Israel of waging technological war. His remarks comes ahead of Friday meeting of the UN Security Council, which Lebanon has requested to address the exploding device attacks. The BBC quoted Lebanese authorities as saying that Wednesday's walkie-talkie blast killed 25 people and injured at least 600, while Tuesday's phaser explosions killed 12 people and injured more than 2,000 others. Multiple sources say Israel's Mossad spy agency was targeting Hezbollah members, but Israel has not commented. But on Wednesday, Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant announced a new phase in the war. Sri Lanka will vote for its next president Saturday in an effective referendum on an unpopular International Monetary Fund austerity plan enacted after the island nation's unprecedented financial crisis. According to AFP News Agency, President Ranil Wickremesinghe is seeking a press mandate after claiming credit for stabilizing the economy and bringing to an end months of food, fuel and medicine shortages. He has also restored calm to the streets after civil unrest is spurred by the downturn in 2022, saw thousands stormed the compound of his predecessor, who promptly fled the country. Experts meanwhile warn that Sri Lanka's economy is still vulnerable, with payments on the island's $46 billion foreign debt yet to resume since a 2020 government default. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province and Bagmati province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at few places of Kosi province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ninth Constitution Day and National Day observed across Nepal to commemorate the promulgation of Constitution in 2015. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli assures of making maximum efforts to garner consensus among all political parties for Constitution amendment. Parliamentary Heading Committee endorses names of proposed ambassadors for 16 different countries. and Lebanese Prime Minister called on UN to curb Israeli aggression following deadly device explosions. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.